It's both sad and tragic, and no one should ever forget it, says Tom Leatherman with the Port Chicago National Memorial on Suisun Bay near Concord.
To raise awareness about the events at Port Chicago, for us to really commemorate the people who lost their lives. But beyond that, I think this is a great opportunity to shed some light on the story, on what was happening in the military at the time and how it affected the people who were working there and how that affects us today.
The armaments facility, including two ships and hundreds of men blown sky high by the blast, so violent it was felt in the city of San Francisco.
They had no training, no safety precautions, limited equipment. It was a disaster waiting to happen.
Walt Belofsky with the Treasure Island Museum.
July 17, 1944, it did. There was a terrible explosion. It measured 3.4 on the Richter scale. Two ships were blown to pieces. 320 people were killed, most of them those African-American sailors.
The effort today to reverse the mutiny convictions of scores of men who survived the blast and then refused to continue to load armaments with no training or safety programs. On Treasure Island, Tim Ryan, KCBS.